Islam, life in Islam, life in Islam, life in Islam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you are watching this beautiful and amazing program. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. May Allah Azza wa Jal make these moments a Mubarak moment for one and all, alhamdulillah. Let's get together and listen to this beautiful and fragrant narration and hadith of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, adorn your gatherings by reciting durood and salat upon me, for the durood and salat which you recite upon me in the world shall be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. We even have a kalam, inshallah, azza wa jal, and we would listen to this kalam, a very beautiful kalam. And I would request the viewers, inshallah, azza wa jalla, to listen to this as we invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the days when we listen to the kalams and we recite these kalams, naats, manqabats, as well as munajats. So keep reciting them, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and attain proximity to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Today we are discussing the fasts of the previous nations, Islam se qabl, yani before the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Islam, Islam he mein, with the previous nations, in the ummats of the previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, how was fasting obligatory upon them? Unhone kis tarah se roze rakhe hain? Aur hamara roza rakhna aur unke roze rakhne mein farq kya hai? What is the difference between our fasting as well as their fasting, dear viewers? Mazid aage janne ke liye aap hamare saath lage rahe. Stay tuned with Madani Channel, inshallah, azza wa jal, with this program. And we will be back just in a moment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa
نامی محمد دل کا اجالا نامی محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala نامِ محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤں, مرشد پیا کے قربان جاؤں, جس نے سکھایا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers, come back to our discussion. Fasts, alhamdulillah, hum roze rakhte hain. Aur alhamdulillah, we have been discussing fasting itself, the benefits of fasting, the spiritual benefits as well as the physical benefits. In today's program, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are going to learn that fasting has not been made fard only for this ummat, yani ummat-e Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But rather, fasting has been obligatory and fard even upon the previous nations that existed before us. And we're speaking about the nations of the previous prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, to openly understand this matter, of course, the Quran, which leaves no stone unturned, the Holy Quran Pak, which is a clear book of guidance and indication and examples of the previous nations. Isi Quran Pak mein Allah Azza wa Jalla explains and he says how Allah Azza wa Jalla had made fasting obligatory for the previous nations. Now listen to this beautiful verse. He Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon.
O believers, fasting has been made obligatory upon you like it was made obligatory upon those before you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may attain piety. Subhanallah. Now in the commentary of this verse, we would learn that subhanallah, very beautifully it explained here that, O believers, fasting in the holy month of Ramadan has been made obligatory upon you like some of the fasts in different months were made obligatory upon those before you. In the era of the previous prophets alayhim salatu wasalam, in order that you may attain piety. So just like how you and I are fasting, likewise previous nations used to also fast. Their fasting and our fasting had one maqsad and one reason. What was that one common reason for them and us to fast? The Quran has openly explained that and said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you will attain piety through this fasting. Subhanallah. So as I mentioned before as well, through fasting we are able to get physical benefits. Physical benefits could refer and could be, of course, revolving around one's health, one's physical state in his condition. One could actually get himself back on track and healthy and better than what he is. If a person is very unfit right now and he doesn't have any routine for his food and meals, so on and so forth, fasting has physical benefits as well as spiritual benefits. In other words, Remaining hungry and thirsty from food does not only make you slim and fit and smart, but subhanallah, the actual maqsad and reason for fasting is to gain Allah's qurb and closeness, to gain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to attain His closeness, to attain His forgiveness, to attain His proximity, to gain piety and to gain the fear of Allah, His recognition through fasting. So fasting is that vehicle that can actually take you to that limit and that level, dear viewers, in which we have our sins forgiven and Allah's closeness shall be granted to us. So what we have learned from this verse is that fasting, yani roza rakhna, ye purani ibadat hai, it is an ancient worship. It is not something new that only came for this ummah 1400 years back, dear viewers. As Mufti Qasim Sahib writes under the tafsir of this verse in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, isse maloom hota hai ki roza bahut qadeem ibadat hai. It denotes that fasting is an ancient worship. Allahu Akbar. From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, fasts were made fard in the shariats of all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, starting from the first creation of Allah Azza wa Jal on this planet, Adam alayhi salam, to all the other prophets alayhi salatu wasalam in their nations, even though the rulings and days of their fasts were different from ours. But the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla had made fasting obligatory for us, just as He had made fasting obligatory for the previous nations. Firstly, we need to understand that how important is fasting. So we have established this far that humse pehle, previous nations used to also keep fast. See, after the death of the Pharaoh, he was drowned in the Red Sea. After him dying, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam was then ordered by Allah Azza wa Jalla to observe i'tikaf, yani ritual seclusion, where Musa alayhi salatu wassalam secluded himself on the mount called Mount Sinai. Allahu Akbar. Yani Mount Tur for 40 nights, dear viewers. After this, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was blessed with the holy book known as Torah. Therefore, in order to fulfill the divine commandment, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Mount Sinai and handed over the control of Bani Israel to his brother, Hazrat Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is exactly what the history says, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam observed fast during the days and performed worship during the whole night for 40 days consecutively. 40 din tak aap roze rakhe, aapne ibadatein ki, Allah se aapne kalam farmaya. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then employed his brother Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam observed fast for those days when he spoke to Allah. 40 din tak apne kuch nahi khaya. This teaches us and shows us that taqwa is obtained. Piety is obtained through starvation, through remaining hungry. Lekin niyat bhi to ho. Niyat ye ho ki hum Allah Rasool ke liye kar rahe hain. Warna agar banda sari zindagi bhi, if a person remains hungry, if a person doesn't eat for 1 year or for 1 month, day and night he doesn't eat anything, but he has no niyat in his heart, kyun kar raha hu, kiske liye kar raha hu? So there's no sawab of fasting. How can he get reward for fasting if he remains hungry? You have to have the niyat for every time you fast. Ya Allah, I'm abstaining from eating and drinking for your pleasure. I'm keeping nafil roza. I'm keeping fard roza. Subhanallah. So this was the fasting of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because fasting takes you closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the quality of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that doesn't eat and drink, He doesn't sleep. So when you remain awake during the nights and you say goodbye to the bed and you say, I will worship Allah Azza wa Jalla during the night because Allah is free from eating, sleeping, drinking. Allah is free from space and place. So this is of course the qualities, and this is the sifat, and this is the qudrat and the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is beyond our imagination. But we are trying to inculcate and we are trying to manifest those qualities of Allah Azza wa Jalla for His pleasure, so that through those qualities, hamare andar bhi kuch ruhaniyat aa jaye. Ruh to hum sab ke paas hai, magar ruhaniyat nahi hai. We all have souls, magar us soul ke andar ruhaniyat nahi hai. Us ruh ke andar ruhaniyat paida karne ke liye hum roze rakhte hain. We fast, we make ibadat, so that we can attain more powers, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Let's move forward, subhanallah. The fast of Ashura, for example, it is stated by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sumu yawma Ashura yawma kanatil anbiya'u tasumuhu. He says, keep fast of the day of Ashura. Why? On this day, the prophets alayhimu salatu wasalam used to keep fasts. Allahu Akbar. So, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Like how the previous nations would fast and keep roza, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Likewise, the capacity of the roza is to take you to that extra level of taqwa and piety. So they also used to fast for one purpose, for taqwa and piety. We are also fasting for taqwa and piety. Unfortunately, dear viewers of Madani channel, somewhere down the line, we have lost the plot. Somewhere down the line, intentions change, motives change. We know we're fasting because Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to fast. Lekin hum taqwa ke liye kya fast karte hain? So that we become pious. Our way to fast could only be the reason, if I don't fast, I'm going to miss out on the sawab and reward. If I don't fast, what people are going to say, if I don't fast, I'm not going to get slim and thin. If the niyat is to get physical gain only, if I'm not going to fast, I'm going to get gunah and sin. Yes, of course, we have that behind the mind. But if you realize that Ramadan is over and I'm not yet pious, that it means in Ramadan, you never chased for that which Allah wanted you to attain. So we spoke about Ashura and the fast of Ashura, how the previous nations, they would fast on Ashura. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Madinatul Munawwara, he found that the Jews were fasting on the day of Ashura. So he asked them, what day is this? Why they were fasting? They replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is that day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam and his nation. From whom? From the harms of the Pharaoh. Allahu Akbar. So to show gratitude to Allah azza wa jalla that he saved Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam and the people from the Pharaoh. So basically we keep fast, Allahu Akbar, as a mark of appreciation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Thereafter the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, compared to you, we are more entitled and closer to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. He kept the fast and also instructed others to do the same. And we are more liable, subhanallah, or we are more deserving, as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, as compared to you. We are more entitled and closer to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you are keeping, we should also keep. So beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam added extra roza, dear viewers. So we learn from this that even the fast of Ashura was emphasized by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam to his companions, which teaches us that they would fast. May Allah have mercy upon us. May Allah forgive our sins, dear viewers of Madini channel. May we truly fast and gain the pleasure of the true essence of fasting. Hum roze na rakhe sirf bhooka rehne ke liye, khane peene se hum dur rahe aur hum samajhte hain ki humne bahut bada kuch achieve kar liya. Remaining and abstaining from eating and drinking, dear viewers of Madani channel, is one thing altogether. But the fact that, subhanallah, by the end of those days, by the end of the month, 30 days is such a time frame, dear viewers of Madani channel, that by which, or by the end of which, we're supposed to feel that we are now becoming that which we practice for 30 days. Yani, anything that you practice for 30 days, you have to become used to that practice. And 30 days of abstaining from sinning by the end of Ramadan will make you that person which you want to become. If you want to become pious in Ramadan, by the end of Ramadan, even after Ramadan, you need to see piety within yourself. Pious means that you fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, dear viewers. That piety that hum hamesha yaad rakhe ki Allah is watching us. We are being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't commit gunas and sins. We do not commit sins and gunas, dear viewers of Madani channel. Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam is also Allah's great Nabi, subhanallah. And he would also fast. And his fasting was different, dear viewers of Madani channel. He would fast for a day and not fast for the next. One day he would skip, one day he would fast. And this hadith can be found in Muslim Sharif, subhanallah, to educate us, to let us know ki fasting ki ye bhi barkatein hain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We say shukran to you for all the time that you have spared with us. Alhamdulillah, barakallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Life in Islam, life in Islam, life.